Hello again there, folks. Well, I recently watched a left-wing philosophy channel. And he had a great video up, which was an analysis of a movie, Jaws, from the pers and it was based on the Marxist academic Slavoj Zizek's take on Jaws. So this is kind of stuff I like to get into sometimes on this channel and have a look at what ideas are in these movies. And Zizek's take on Jaws is actually very interesting. And bear in mind, we are heading deep into lefty Marxist territory here. So, but he's not primarily that interested. He wants to get into what makes the movie so great. And he says it isn't just about the gore and the horror. It's actually that most of the drama, most of the tension is on the island. That's where the Especially for a Marxist like him, that's where the intellectual weight is of the movie. And what he points out is that Amity, the town, the island, I think it is where it happens, is actually a perfect depiction of an American ideal. Here you have the white picket fences, the American flag flutters, everybody is happy, there's no crime, and everybody is going about their business. Capitalism has taken care of them. Capitalism has fulfilled its side of the bargain and provided these people with an absolutely perfect way of life. And I remember the movie, it does look very nice. The problem they have is that there's a shark off in the sea and it's eating people. And so this leads to tension. And it leads to tension because the chief of police, Chief Brody, he wants the beaches to be closed. But the mayor doesn't. And the reason for that is that if you close the beaches, their main source of income is tourism and the economy will collapse. On the other hand, if you leave the beaches open, then the shark is going to carry on eating people. And so then what happens is you get more, half of the town seem to go to Chief Brody, demand that he does something about it, demand that the beaches are closed, the shark is taken care of. And then the other half are going with the mayor and saying, you can't close the beaches because if you do, I'm going to go bankrupt. We're going to go and face poverty. And so they're left with the choice whether you let a few people die in the sea or kill the whole economy of the island, of the community would collapse. So this is the dialectic, if you like, which has got these Marxists so interested, and it is a good one. And what this gets yet more complicated when we bring in the two characters from outside, which is Hooper and Quint. And Hooper is a scientist, and he comes in and says, without a shadow of a doubt, we are facing a great white shark, and more people are going to die. That is a fact. How you deal with that is mainly up to you, but I would suggest closing the beaches. But Quint is a complete outsider and a bit of a rebellious figure, and not really within the same ideals of the rest of the community. And this reminded me of a lot of leftists who would say that in time, when capitalism is in trouble, when it feels that it's under direct threat, it will turn to, well, in the case of the 1930s, it would be fascists to take care of the threat, which was at that time, from their perspective, Marxists themselves. But then in today's age, you could say it was something like Donald Trump or Boris Johnson, they would say, are these populist fascist figures. And then when capitalism's finished, when it feels safe again, they'll be shelved and we'll go back to business as normal. That's how the left tend to see these things. But what I was also interested in was that, as Zizek points out, in the end, the ID, the Hooper, the outsider, the rebel, he dies horribly, and the Chief Brody has to actually kill the shark. And so the whole thing ends quite nicely with the state putting the shark down and killing it, and the capitalist system remains secure, remains safe. It also goes to say that in Hooper's case, the system doesn't actually care when he can provide scientific, empirical evidence as to the danger. If it's inconvenient for the system, they'll just ignore it. And a lot of these things I'd it rang a few bells in my mind, especially if we begin to think, well, how do you then graft this on to the modern world in the West? How true does this ring true? How close is this to the lived reality in the West today? And not much, actually. In fact, it almost seems like a complete inversion, where we have to then ask ourselves, because I have to say here that when the left are analysing this, the outside threat could well be, for example, homosexuality or immigrants or refugees or Islam or something like that. And in actual fact, when we look at how capitalism actually operates in the West today, it's the complete opposite. It facilitates the outsider. In fact, I would say that the ideal of the how capitalism of neoliberalism, if you'd prefer that, how this operates is to create what you would think of as the outsider has actually become the ideal. Whether this is gay pride or the celebration of diversity and multiculturalism everywhere you look these days. This is the, so whereas in Jaws the ideal was the picket fences and the flags and everybody's very white, there's a traditional Christianity there. This was the ideal when Jaws came out in 1975. It's incorrect to say that that's still the ideal now. In fact, it's a complete inversion. When we look at everything, the diversity agenda, the LGBT group, everything like that, this is the ideal that it puts across. And so then we say, well, what is the outside threat? Who is now in the position of the shark? And it's you. It's us. It's right-wing white people or Christians, Catholics, nationalists, these kinds of things. The system has become completely inverted from the analysis of Jaws, and the core population, that core ideal, now find it itself as the outsider, as the threat. And the system does in a way. Then what this happens is that capitalism then uses the state. On the one hand, the global tech oligarchy will deplatform you and put you off for the slightest infringement of the politically correct narrative, but at the same time, the state doesn't mind stepping forward to neutralize the problem either. The only thing is, they haven't actually bothered to employ the quint figure. They've just gone flat out with state straight away. But it's a very interesting analysis to look at from that perspective, I find. So, thanks for listening, folks. I'll catch you later.